Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Our airwaves are a place where alternative viewpoints can be shared and local musicians take priority over top 40 jingles. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour, and then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. This half hour, what's on at the library, Winnipeg Public Library? A quick look at the Uniter as well. We want to talk potatoes, so it's back to Ireland again, is it? And our march around the supper table. So busy going through the night, I didn't get the weather, but it was normal for this time of the year, and we'll give you, well, we probably give you an updated weather if we just wait a minute or two. So first things first, yes, looking at the Uniter, and I tore out, get this, ancient chants meet modern song. Gregorian visits Winnipeg during world tour. A procession of monk-like figures clad in hooded cloaks emerge from the darkness of a dimly lit stage, commencing the start of Gregorian pure chants. See Gregorian Pure Chants on Monday, November 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the West End Cultural Center. That's at 586 Ellis Avenue. Tickets start at $38.99 online. And as well, Mythologizing Art and History, Marcel Zama's Ghosts of Canoe Lake, Visit Winnipeg. This is well summed up by Mac Martens. One foot in reality and the other in the subconscious. Winnipeg-born artist Marcel Zama created Ghosts of Canoe Lake, his most recent solo exhibition, where the Ghosts of Canoe Lake opens at Plug-In, ICA, located at 460 Portage Avenue, November 22nd. Admission is free. Gallery hours, visit Plug-In, one word, plugin.org. Now, looking at the Winnipeg Public Library, threw me a couple of curveballs here. I looked at their website for what's on, and you can too, under the program listings. Booked a movie, usually every Saturday. And so this coming Saturday, 23rd, Jojo Rabbit, which I finally got around to seeing. I was encouraged very strongly by my close personal friend, Carol McKibben. I watched it on the aircraft. So World War II satire, that's putting it mildly. If you're upset by Hitler having the odd joke, no. A World War II satire that follows a lonely German boy named Jojo, whose worldview is turned upside down when he discovers a single mother is hiding a young Jewish girl in their attic. Saturday, November 23rd, then, 2 to 3:45 at the Carol Shields Auditorium. That's the Millennium Library. Usually plenty of room, and indeed it's an open event. You can drop in. Saturday, then, 2 to 3:45. Too bad about their mystery book club. It's full. Well, you better come and join our mystery book club then. Words and Music, Stories Behind the Books. Celebrated music historian John Anderson will share an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the making of his most beloved works, The World of Music, and he's written a lot of them, writing from his latest book, Words and Music. Again, Saturday, November 23rd, 2 to 3 p.m. in the program room, the Charleswood Library. That's for adults. You have to register for that, but there are 14 seats left. So that's all right, then. Well, thinking things Irish, we've been talking about the trip we took to Ireland. We'll be brought back for you in the way of music. And this Saturday morning, we're going to play a little something by Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers. I know some of you would call it paddywhackery, but it's a fun song. And I'll tell you more on Saturday morning about this. But we brought home the cookbook. That is the Cornucopia Cookbook. If you go to Dublin and you want to stuff your face and feel good about it, Cornucopia is the restaurant for you on Wicklow, I believe it is. Don't forget that street changes its name. And you could pick out your heart's delight. One plate will do two of you. Don't forget I told you about that. And in particular, we made one of the recipes. All right, Carol made one of the recipes from it, the potato salad. And even though we were in Ireland, my thoughts hearken back home.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the bright Sebagos. He's got to catch the bolt to make Fermentine, then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather around just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. People from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big truck rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Thank you, Stop and Tom. Indeed, indeed. At 7 minutes after five. So, you know, it's been out for a while, the Stylus magazine. I want to mention it to you because it has that. So does the Igniter, mind you. The Stylus magazine comes out, it's good for 2 months, has a page devoted to the full schedule of CKWFM. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're here for you. Slightly color shaded to indicate spoken word from music. As well, as always, the odd spot says, your show here. That's exactly what it means, your show here. If you're the least bit interested, it could happen to you. And you can pick up a copy here on campus, but as well, Into the Music. Just as you come in the front door there, before you go up the stairs, a little rack. Into the Music, we give a mention because they support us and appear on our Friends card. $35 gets you a Friends card, which is a donation to CKUW to keep us on the air. And as well, it's good for discounts on goods and services. Now, you might want to think twice about that, because as I say that, Fun Drive coming up in February, unless you're a big-time spender, in which case, not to fret, it would pay for itself. In fact, I went by the restaurant Elements, which reminded myself today that it's a 15% discount there when it comes to mine. Ai Weiwei, do you remember the big sculpture? 1,254 bicycle sculpture by a Chinese artist. Rolls back to the Forks. Yes, I know, the snow is coming, but it's a nice picture of it here. Forks, North Portage. Forever Bicycles to the Forks installation will be on loan to the Forks for the next 10 years as part of the gallery's National Engagement Initiative. As I say, made up from bicycle frames, optical illusion from all angles. Must take picture. Must send overseas. And as well, I don't find it immediately to my hand, but you will have seen in the newspaper and heard and seen on TV as well the recent sentencing in Hong Kong for those who felt democracy should be actually exercised instead of just mentioned in passing. And the result for that was a variety of sentencing for almost all of them. So I've opened Weiweiisms to have us think a thought about that little book of his thoughts. I'll pick some at random, shall I? Speaking of himself, I don't know about 5 years from now. I have no plans for that. Maybe I'll be forgotten by then. I will never leave China unless I am forced to, because China is mine. I will not leave something that belongs to me in the hands of people I do not trust. Finally, what does it matter if China's economy grows when there are no basic protections for its citizens? From Weiweiisms, Little Black Book. Stringed Chinese Eru, Zhu Yu, and Ensemble from the master of the Chinese Eru at 12 minutes after 5.
My name is Carol Off, and I'm the author of At a Loss for Words, Conversation in an Age of Rage. And you are listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
I'm looking as well for something to brighten your day, brighten the lights, give us something cheerful to say. Zoo Lights, presented by Co-op Red River. November 22nd, so coming up, till January the 5th at Assiniboine Park Zoo. Holiday tradition, magic winter wonderland filled with tasty treats, cozy fire pits, over a million, I'll repeat that, a million lights. A couple of things that are new. Chance to explore Manitoba's largest light maze, play glow in the snow, lead games at the Zoo Lights Arcade, experience Loop, interactive installation by Oliver Girard, Jonathan Villeneuve, and Otto Blix. Tickets on sale now. One word, AssiniboinePark.ca. Zoo Lights, 5:13. Say, we get a little teaser, and that is that we're here for you every Saturday morning, 6 until 8. And we have a birthday coming up this Saturday, and it'll be Boris Karloff's birthday.
Are you one of the frightened? Arthur Wingate was a fairly well-to-do lawyer in the small town of Morrisville. It's a quiet, orderly town. Nothing out of the way ever happens there, or so he would have thought for 30 years. But then one day, all of it changed, and his whole life lay before him, just like the day he saw those men digging that fresh grave just inside the cemetery gate on his way home from work. You resemble Arthur Wingate, friend. So listen closely, and you may avoid the terrible thing that happened to him. It had been a hot, dusty day in Morrisville. Possibly it was the hot sun, but a sudden headache came over Arthur Wingate. His hands were moist, his brow feverish. He decided to go home to his own farmland just over the hill beyond town. It wasn't too long a walk, and maybe the fresh air would do him some good. So Arthur Wingate left his office and walked slowly down Main Street. It was odd, but he met no one on the way. Soon he was drawing abreast of the long, low-lying wall that bordered Morrisville's only cemetery. The rhythmic sound of pickaxes attacking the soft sod came to him from beyond the wall. Someone had died. Life and death went on in Morrisville, same as any other town. But opposite the front gate, the sounds of digging were loudest. Arthur Wingate suddenly halted in confusion. No one had died recently, to his knowledge, except, of course, the Starkey boy, and his burial had been a month ago. Puzzled, Arthur Wingate went into the cemetery. And just inside the wall, two men were grimly spading the earth into heaping, ugly mounds. The heads and shoulders of the men were barely visible. Wingate approached them and asked them what they were doing. The faces of the two men were strange to him, but they both seemed to consider his question even stranger. Somebody died, the taller of the two sneered, and they both jeered at Arthur Wingate, whose headache was suddenly worse. Feverishly, he stumbled from the cemetery and finally reached home. The day had been too much for him. He fell into a long, exhausted sleep, but his mind wouldn't let him rest. The scene at the cemetery stayed with him. Who could have died? Arthur Wingate felt the cold wind of something fan his spine. He had a curious sensation of unreality that he could not shake off. He couldn't wait a second longer. He left his home near midnight and ran to the cemetery. It looked eerie, forlorn, and cold in the moonlight. The metal gate squealed as he stepped inside. He splashed light in the direction of where he remembered the grave to be. It was still there, but there was something else, too. A pine box was placed to one side of the grave. Its lid angled backward to show its contents. Arthur Wingate drew nearer and slowly, fearfully aimed his flashlight at the interior of the oblong box. The fact that it was empty was far more frightening than if it had been occupied. There was a tag on the box, dangling from a metal hinge. The wind in the graveyard howled and tore at the thing as Arthur Wingate held it up to the light. Scrawled across the tag in a spidery hand were the words, Arthur Wingate. 1907-1957. He saw no more. A hideous scream ripped from his throat and he pitched forward into the empty box, the lid slamming down behind him, shutting him in. Of course, when they found him there the next morning, he was dead. Heart attack. Nothing had been written on the tag except a series of number indicating the grave's dimensions. And the box had been for the Starkey boy because his grave was being moved at his mother's request. But Arthur Wingate had met his death. By premonition, by fate, by manifest destiny? Yes, perhaps. It's an interesting tale, isn't it? Quiet, unusual. But I hear them all the time. In my business, you understand. Huh? Oh, I'm an undertaker. Can I interest you in a plot of ground at our summer rates?
Oh, dear. Happy birthday, Henry Pratt, on Saturday, a.k.a. Boris Karloff. Came to Canada, you know. Yes, with a theater troupe. More to be learned Saturday morning here on CKWFM. 95.9 on your FM dial. 6 to 8. I'll be here with Carol McKibben. Hope you can join us. And we'll continue our episodes of Christmas Carol, as read by Richard Hirst. Ann Michaels, $100,000 Giller Prize for her novel Held, a historical novel in fragments. She's actually based in Toronto, poet, author, previously won major literary awards, including the Orange Prize for Fiction. Well, that's big, all right. You may remember her for Fugitive Pieces, The Winter Vault. Anyways, in her acceptance speech, she said that her writing is a way of bearing witness, quote, against war, indifference, against amnesia of every sort. Which isn't what David Bergen felt, because I see the Winnipeg Free Press from Tuesday, why I didn't attend the Giller Prize Gala this year. and he wants to talk about Gaza, and he does it some length. You can look it up for yourself. Tuesdays, Winnipeg Free Press, headlined. Look in the archives. Why I didn't attend the Geller Prize Gala this year. Say, we promised, and we're running out of time here, so I'm looking at obituaries from the Winnipeg Free Press for Kenneth William Gordon Hilton, died May the 6th, 2024. Born, raised, educated in Winnipeg, while at United College. Yes, that's what it used to be, boys and girls, before it was University of Winnipeg. I remember it well. Ken joined the Canadian Officers Training Corps, COTC. Upon graduation of the BA, posted to the 4th CIBG in Soest, West Germany. Came back to Canada, taught school. Interesting, very successful 30-year career with the Canadian Forces, including a term with the Army Reserves at Minto Armory. Which is indeed still here up the street from where I live. Gordon Matthew Holman died June 2024. Born in Souris, Manitoba, 1934. Grew up, educated in Thunder Bay, 1950. Joined the RCAF, serving for 5 years. And as well, for David Maurice Gilbert, died June 26, 2024, Winnipeg Free Press. Dad was a veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces, the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, and had just retired from 46-year teaching career. Gentlemen, we thank you for your service. We'll make our march around the supper table tonight, then. A march by the regimental band of the PPCLI, Lady Patricia's March. Tonight, then, Lady Patricia March, from a 2-LP set of marches of the Canadian Armed Forces, traditional and contemporary. And having said that, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from some time back now. We didn't have a chance to work it in from October 28th, actually. Monument, a tribute to Canada's Afghanistan war veterans. because we usually talk about World War II, don't we? This was the unveiling ceremony at the Lieutenant Colonel Harkestron VCMC Armory on McRae Avenue. Third-generation light-armored vehicle, that's a LAV-3, installed to honor the 40,000 Canadian soldiers who served in Afghanistan between 2001 and 2014, including the 158 who died. It is 5:25. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you every Thursday, 5 to 5:30. Back Saturday morning, from 6 till 8 in the morning, No Heavy Metal, Please, with Carol McKibben. As I say, we'll continue our playing of Richard Hurst, reading of A Christmas Carol, as we work our way through closer to Christmas. And a reminder, we're doing A Christmas Carol at Downford. You can look that up, sign on. And we talked a bit about the Mystery Book Club. I gave you a teaser there because it's online now at McNally Robinson Booksellers. If you'd like to join us starting February the 20th, we'll do 4 months there of a book a month in the classroom at McNally Robinson Booksellers. Look up McNally Robinson Classroom and look up my name, Ron Robinson. Now, leave you with Boy Golden, I Spy With My Little Eye, from the Winnipeg Free Press. Folk Manitobans up for a Folk Music Award, including our man, for his EP Jimmy from 2023. Award show set to take place in April in Ottawa. This from Boy Golden's For Eden, and this is Untitled. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next.
Is everybody ready?
More than ever, baby. Okay.
That's the end of the record.
Got up on stage and I played my guitar. Tried not to look at the crowd. I started singing and there you are, stealing the words from my mouth. Isn't that right? Tell you so for I am. Made a little money selling my record. Couldn't tell you where it all went. I bought a guitar, I think it sounds better, but it sure ain't paying my rent. Isn't that right? Tell you so for life. For a line. Name your price. All in a night I'm buying.
Yeah. Right. You know, I never really thought I would end up here. I was working at a bar, selling beer. Thought I'd make a record, leave town. But as it turns out, there's a lot to life you can't plan. Just starting to understand, we got a lot of living left to do. So take my hand, get up on stage, help me sing this song.
Me and my honey picking flowers in the dishes, washing as the cars roll by. Don't give a damn about filling our britches with whatever money can buy. Isn't that right? Sell your soul for a dime.
Oh, what a shame. For a dime.
Name your price. Darling, the night I'm buying.
Yeah, yes, I'm buying.
All right, let's go.
You know, money comes, money goes, so shows. Every song I ever wrote was soon forgotten. I know there would always be tomorrow, always another line, rhyme and dime, and there's always gonna be a small time if you know where to look for it. Music before language, love before profits. I'll take my wide-eyed optimism in the face of all of it. Just gotta remember what's important. Keep that in your heart. Buddy, staying out late, drinking at the same three bars, burning it down when we get up on